want to say that I retired from trying to get sponsors every season. Okay. I'm not sending sponsorship proposals to anyone anymore. Not being on the chase for sponsorship and feeling like I need those money coming in to be able to keep going is very relieving. Honestly, I can't believe my life right now in this moment. I was just like, I can't believe my life. This week was unreal.
Buckle up, babes. We have a pretty rad interview with the one and only Jessie Pois. And 3 years ago, when I started interviewing influential women riders, Jessie was my very first guest on the show. A lot has changed in the past 3 years. There were a lot of moving parts for Jessie, along with some big grief moments. But with those moments came with some big life decisions, and after our chat, it sounds like it was for the better. And if we haven't met yet, hey, I'm Angelisa, and I am your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. Before we dive into the show, today's episode is sponsored by Pois Wraps. Yep, that's right, Jessie's business, her decal wrap graphic kit business. If you're looking to find a graphic for your dirt bike, your snowmobile, or any other motorized toy, look no further. Jessie has all of your decal needs, from custom designs to stock templates. You will be looking styling in no time. I will leave a link in the show notes so that you can connect with Jessie for your next graphic kit. And just a quick note, I had some audio and camera issues during our chat, but regardless, this discussion with Jessie is filled with so much insight, encouragement, and value that I believe you will take away a lot from. All right, let's jump in. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so I'm so excited. Today we have Jessie Pois on the show. Welcome to Brat Babes Throttle Talk. We are on season 3, and it's good to have you back. It's been
Three years. Oh my God. A lot has happened in those 3 years, that's for sure.
It really has. And so that's kind of where I want to start off is, like, how are you?
Good.
What have you been up to in the last 3 years?
Oh, I would not even know where to start, but I've been good for sure. There's been ups, there's been downs, like it always goes, right? Mm-hmm. But highlights, I kind of let go of my athletic career, and now I am a sales rep for Kimpex.
Yes.
So officially on the payroll since the past 6 months.
Yeah.
Which is very nice. I get to travel a lot, meet other passionate motorized sports enthusiasts, anywhere from boating, go-karting, motorcycles, dirt bikes, snowmobiling. So yeah, it's been pretty exciting to be on the road and meet new people with that. And it was a lot of grief in the past 3 years, for sure, about a lot of different things. I lost Sequoia last winter, which was super sad. My grandfather also passed. So it's been a rough winter, but, you know, like, every beginning starts from another beginning's end, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I got faith.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that your past winter was definitely a rocky one for sure. And with all those events that happened, which led you into this career change, which is also like super massive. So when you think about it, like three big life events happening. So yeah, lots of roller coaster emotions and all that stuff. So let's talk about maybe even like the reasons why you went and did this big career change.
Oof. I honestly was not looking for a career change at all. They headhunted me for the job, which was very flattering.
Right.
But at first, I honestly did not want to have anything to do with it. It had been a while that I was working on myself already before those crazy events happened over the winter. And I was at a very nice mental space just before winter, where I was happy with like the little life I had with Seb, working on the garage floors and garage renovations, doing the graphic kits on the side and not being 100% dependent on social media for my income felt very good.
Yes.
And yeah, I was happy with our little routine, and I feel like life is just that way though. When you're okay with where you're at and you 100% accept it, life is just gonna throw another one at you, right?
Right.
So that's what happened. While I was grieving for Sequoia and like kind of in a unstable mental and emotional state, they offered me the job and I did not know what to do. But because I was in such a weird state, I was like, maybe a challenge will be good for me. So I took it on, and yeah, 6 months later, I'm still there. So I'm assuming it's good.
Yeah, for sure. And that, like I mentioned, it's such a big career change for you where you were kind of on your own schedule, let's say, to now being like you're traveling.
Yeah.
Every single week.
Yeah.
And tell me, well, I guess tell us your schedule, because it's pretty wild.
My schedule is very different, but basically I have like 6 routes that I need to complete within 6 weeks. So I got a little over, I want to say like 95 dealers that I have right now that I need to see on a 6-week rotation. So I have like my home run that I like to do, which is like Pemberton, Squamish, and I kind of just like come back home every night. So there's that 1 week where I'm capable of coming home every day.
Gotcha.
And then besides that, I need to go to Vancouver all the way to Chilliwack and sometimes even Hope, which is like almost 4 hours away from here. So when I do those routes, I need to stay in hotels, or like I've kind of tapped into the Airbnb side of things recently, which I absolutely love.
I saw that, by the way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Love like it. Being an Airbnb host, I felt like it would be nice to support my community while I'm working and traveling.
Totally.
So yeah, I started staying with some awesome Airbnb hosts that share their piece of paradise with us on that app, and making it like a nice combo with dirt biking. I can find like very nice interesting places to stay near the dirt bike trails pretty much anywhere I go.
Totally.
So that's been very fun for sure. Like the past I want to say month or so since I got the van,
because
I also got a van.
Yes,
which is super exciting. So yeah, I got the dirt bike with me anywhere I go, and then I have something to look forward to after work regardless of where I am and who I can hang with.
Right.
And that being said, I've been going on solo rides as well.
Yes, which we were just talking about off camera.
Yes.
So yeah, tell me more.
So that's been very interesting.
Yes.
Scary at first for sure, but I'm starting to really enjoy being by myself in the bush, and like I really like feel and intake everything so much differently than when we're on group rides.
Right.
So that's been pretty interesting and fun to discover.
Yes.
And to also know that I got like enough confidence on my bike to just like wander around by myself is also a big step that I've been enjoying.
Can I just interrupt?
Yes.
Just so that like the viewers, listeners that are listening in. So Jessie went from a 4-stroke to a 2-stroke just recently. So for her to be tapping in and riding on her own on a 2-stroke, like, you are very brave, but you're very, very capable. Very capable.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, switching bikes also was a big transition,
yeah.
Another big change that happened.
Yeah.
So I went from the 250 RX from Honda to a 300 2-strokes from GasGas. And definitely I've been loving the 2-strokes on the trails. I'm hopefully going to be able to build the 4-strokes as a track bike only.
Yeah.
So adjust all the suspension and whatnot, remove the big fan I have on there, and like trying to shade a bit of weight off. And then I'm looking forward, maybe Sunday this week I'll go to the track to try it out. So we'll see.
Yeah. That's fun.
It's been a while since I've ridden track. So
yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
It's been a while for me. I want to say maybe even 2 years. Okay, but for maybe again for those that are listening that have that bike, which is a 250 FRX?
The CRF 250 RX from Honda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and so maybe talk about the, I guess, the difference from that bike to what you have now. And what do you prefer, like trail riding?
Yeah, like let's start with this. I never shop for a bike. I always shop for a price. Okay. So when I purchased the Four Strokes, it was literally the only option that was like fairly new with little hours that I could afford.
Yeah.
And that's why I took that bike. And I was like, whatever, I don't know anything better, so I'll just make it work.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's what I did for almost three seasons, two and a half, because last summer, half season, the bike started bugging and then it was kind of out for 8 weeks, which was very sad.
Yes.
And this season I had it all fixed up and I rode it once in my backyard and then it started breaking down again. So yeah, I just thought it was time for a change. And yeah, that Four Strokes was just so heavy. And it would get like fairly big bike, like compared to anything else that's like trail specific in that like range. So very big, very heavy. The control was not always like very sharp, like the clutch control or whatnot. Like it was, I felt like it was just always different depending on how hot the bike was.
Yeah.
Because I went from a cable clutch to a Magura oil clutch on that thing.
Oh, okay.
And there's maybe more adjustments that I should have done, but I was not aware of.
Right,
so
yeah.
I was definitely having a bit of struggle with the clutching on that bike when it was getting super hot and it would just keep stalling.
Okay.
So more energy to just like always get around on that bike. But I'm happy I started on that because now being on the two strokes, it's so much smaller, so much lighter. I feel like I have a pedal bike underneath me almost,
right.
And I can toss the thing around like it's nothing.
Totally.
Yeah, I've nailed down those like pivot turns on it pretty good this season, which I'm very happy about. But yeah, so far so good, really enjoying the change.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's again another massive change. There's been a lot of changes for you this year.
It's crazy, honestly. I can't believe it.
I know, like when you talk about it and I think about what you've all gone through, it's like, oh. But I think this is all like good changes, and it's like things like you said, even like riding after work, like you have the van, you got that set up so you can do those things, and you're taking steps to like keep doing that.
Yeah. And with the job, it was really the one thing I felt was very hard for me in the beginning, was to get to my hotel room at night and be by myself with all that happened over the past winter.
Yes.
So I was really like kind of dark, and like I would get sad thinking of Sequoia, thinking of my grandfather and whatnot. But now that I have the bike with me, I got something to look forward to after work and like keep my mind busy with something else.
Yeah.
So mentally speaking, it's been a very good outlet.
Yeah, for sure.
That's for sure. And yeah, it was like the one thing when I did my 3 months assessment with the office and my boss, I was like, I think all I'm missing to really, really love that job is to be able to have my dirt bike with me anywhere I go so I can just go ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of person that like, I hate working out. I just hate it. I'm
right.
not a gym person at all, but I've always been very fit because I was riding so much.
Yes.
And the minute I don't ride as much, you can tell. I'm starting gaining weight. I'm starting to not feel as good and
right.
like a bit foggy.
Yeah.
So yeah, riding 3 days a week is like something that I need for like my mental health for sure.
Absolutely.
And physical health.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
3 days a week on the dirt bike or three evenings or whatnot, but at a minimum of 3 days on my snowmobile or my dirt bike every week is what I need to stay sane.
Yeah, for sure. That's so awesome. And again, it's just so great to see that you are doing this. You're a sales rep. You're able to travel around, stay at cute Airbnbs. Oh my God, that would be like such a fun
experience. And those expenses are also covered by
So
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this on camera, but like it's awesome.
And then you get to dirt bike, so you are exploring new terrain,
yeah,
and you have like a sick new bike, and your setup is sick, and yeah, staying at Airbnbs. Like, honestly, like, I would say, like, you are living the dream. Like, every athlete's dream, you know, like, not saying that you're retired, because you're not retired.
I want to say that I retired from trying to get sponsors every season.
Okay, okay.
Definitely. Okay. I'm not sending sponsorship proposals to anyone anymore.
Okay.
And not being on the chase for sponsorship and feeling like I need those money coming in to be able to keep going.
Yeah.
Is very relieving.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Okay, not to, like, you know, deter or, you know, go away from what we were just talking about, but because you just brought this up, let's talk about that. So no more sponsorships, no more, you didn't send anything out this year?
Nope. For the, in the past winter either.
Okay.
Basically with that new job, okay, so let me start from the beginning. So for 2 years, JCP here was gaining money out of sponsorship contracts for snowmobiling and dirt biking. And that was a lot of work. And it was all related to my social media, which I lost in 2021 or 2022? November of 2021.
Really?
Is when I lost my Instagram account.
Has it really?
It's gonna be 2 years in November.
No.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I still don't know to this day what really happened with that, but all I know is that I realized that I was nothing without a, like, famous Instagram account, like, and nobody cared that whole much in supporting me unless I really had numbers to prove I could help them sell more, except for Kimpex.
Yeah.
Kimpex is the only company of all the sponsors I had that always stood by me through thick and thin. And when I was at the lowest of the low, they actually offered me a job. So thank you so much, Kimpex. I'll be forever grateful for you guys. And I'm hoping to develop a nice career with you that will last a long time. But yeah, Kimpex kind of saved the day for me. Like, otherwise, I think I would have just completely gave up on content creation and all these things. I would have just, like, you know, done my little things with Seb, go on weekend trips just the two of us, and not really care about, like, sharing my lifestyle with people anymore. Mm-hmm. But since I'm, like, still working in the industry, it still motivates me to, like, get out there and, like, show the world what I'm up to.
Yeah.
But definitely not to the same extent as it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, so 2 years, it's coming up 2 years, and you did start new accounts.
Yes. So, 8 months after I lost my account, I started a business account for Poor Wraps because I needed people to find me somewhere. It was a bit of a S show, let's put it that way, just to for people to find me and get in touch to, for their graphic kits. So that was definitely mandatory if I wanted to keep selling graphic kits. I needed a social media account for that. And then there's another potential sponsor at the time that was, like, requiring a social media presence on Instagram. But yeah, there was, like, the biggest potential sponsor I had been chasing for 7 years at that point that was requiring a personal social media presence on Instagram. So I started a new personal page.
Okay.
Just for them, basically. Mm-hmm. But then I ended up not getting the sponsorship anyways.
Right.
So that was very disappointing, but it stopped again. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, so that was very disappointing and it kind of broke my heart in all honesty. And that's when I realized that maybe a professional athletic career was not something for me anymore. And I was okay with it. Like, I loved that I could do that for a few seasons and that I actually did make money with sponsorships, because in the motorsports industry, it's very hard. So I will forever be grateful for anyone that jumped on my train for that and did send me a bit of monies to help. But yeah, that being said, it's over now and it's behind me. And moving forward, when I look at the job I have, it's pretty much giving me everything I wanted from a professional career. What I've always wanted was not to be popular. It was not to be famous. It was not to have so-and-so likes and views on my videos. What I wanted to be able to do was to travel, to do my sport, and share my passion with other passionate individuals from whom I can learn and share knowledge about the sport. And with that job, that's pretty much what I'm doing. And now I'm actually paid to do it.
And it's so funny because I've always thought about this with you, Jesse, is you would make such a great sales rep because you, like, you're so good at selling, like, and you don't even try, you know?
It's like, funny you say that because, like, I feel I'm such a bad salesperson because I don't try.
Oh, no. Like, even before you were working with Kimpex, like, yes, you were riding for a Layette, but you would, like, be rocking the Layette pants, dirt bike pants, and you bust out, like, the splits, showing people how flexible they are. Everyone, like, that is the same, like, boom, you show that, and every, like, jaw drops, and everyone wants those pants.
Thank you.
You just have a natural talent of, like, when you're excited about something, like, you can sell it so easy, and it's not even selling.
Yeah.
You know, you're just very passionate about the fit or about what is working, you know?
Yeah, and I really test the gear hard. Yes. So when I say something is good, I really mean it, yeah. And I know it is.
Yeah. You definitely do.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But yeah, it's very nice because, like, in the beginning of things, even before I moved to BC, I went to school in sports management and marketing because I wanted to be a sales rep at the time for the snowboarding industry. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with life and how it went, it just translated into the motorsports industry, which is very, very nice and satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Cool. So we talked about your career shift and how you are really enjoying being a sales rep. Like I had mentioned, you have a knack for it. Not everyone does, for sure. So definitely this is up your alley. And like you said, you get to dirt bike, you get to travel. I'm curious though, because you do have the van for dirt biking. What's your plan for winter with sledding?
I'm going to fit the sled in there.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to fit the sled in there. And when I go to Chilliwack, I want to go ride the Coquihalla.
Okay.
And I want to ride Courtney as well with one of my dealers there. There's one of the employees that is very into snowmobiling as well that is supposed to take me out at some point.
So, okay, can we talk because about the island? So Courtney is on the island.
Yeah.
Correct. Vancouver Island, for those of you listening in BC here. And what area, like, what's their mountain? Mount Washington.
Mount Washington is, like, kind of the range where I believe you can snowmobile. Because you can also dirt bike year-round on the island.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, and there's, like, a few months where when you go up in elevation, you can snowmobile as well. So I'll be able probably to dual sport when I go there in the winter.
Oh,
we'll see.
Oh, my God. Do you think your dirt bike and sled could fit in there?
I think so.
Plus the gear that you gotta bring.
But, like, I think I will have to, like, kind of make a wedge. Like a wedge with storage underneath, and then the skis of the sled would go up the wedge so I can close the doors.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely have to do a bit of adjustments and, like, see the setup I can fit. But I know for sure that if I lift the skis up, the sled will fit in there. And the dirt bike can fit right besides the sled as well.
Okay.
So.
Oh my God, I am... Yeah, once again, FOMO, or like I love this so much for you.
Thank you.
I just think it's the coolest thing. And I love that, again, part of your job meeting new people, passionate people that you can go and ride after work or on the weekends or whatever. Like, you're meeting so many people. Like you said, that's just something you've always wanted.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to, like, have the funds to go to these places and attend those events. That's all I've ever kind of wanted. Because before, like, I just went to the Mud Honeys event the past weekend. And that was amazing. I met so many, like, beautiful, lovely people there that are going to be friends for life, I can feel. And already some of them took me on rides through the past week.
Hey.
Franklin. Thank you, Franklin. But yeah, Franklin took me out for a riding in Souk. Which was super fun to actually have a guide and not have to look on trail forks at every fork.
Yes, for sure.
But yeah, I've been enjoying those solo rides for sure. But when you have someone to share it with, it just feels more real.
Yes, I feel you 100%. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Mud Honeys.
Yes.
Because I want to actually talk to you about that and also Triple B, because you and I went to the Triple B event.
Yes.
But let's start with Mud Honeys because it was just last weekend.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Sorry.
We're drinking Clever Sangria, by the way. No alcohol.
Yeah.
So that's what we're sipping on.
Yeah, just the FYI, JCP here has been off the booze for 3.5 years. So I think the last time we had an interview, I had not quit the booze yet.
Okay.
Or did I just...
I can't remember.
I can't remember,
but I wanted to talk about this as well. Sobriety.
So while we're at it.
Yeah.
Definitely feeling the best I've ever felt since awesome. I stopped drinking. Okay. So, yeah.
Awesome. And because of you and a few other people, I've actually stopped drinking, and my date was November 12th. So I don't know how many days that is, but last I counted, it was like 200. So I don't know.
So you're at like 6 months. That's good. That's good.
So not again, not that I was a big drinker, but it just wasn't serving me. So alcohol free.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Woo! So I've been drinking these Clever Sangria. I love the mojito ones, but Jesse ruined it for me.
Because they taste like what the smell of an old stripper bar's carpet smells. It's awful.
So every time I take a sip, I think of a stripper club or like Jessie.
So she thinks of me in a strip club every time she has a drink. I kind of enjoy that.
Yeah.
But anyways, to get back to the Mud Honeys.
Yes,
this event was surreal. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always enjoyed, like, all the ladies' rides and, like, all the ladies' gathering events and whatnot, but this one just felt like they've been doing it for so long that everything is so dialed.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I can think of that they could improve for the weekend.
Okay.
Like, literally. We had movie night the first night.
Cool.
They also served poutine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm a sucker for poutine.
Totally, yeah.
Being French-Canadian, I was like, they got my national meal!
Yes.
But yeah, thanks to the Fox Motor Rent guys for providing us with such great food throughout the weekend. You guys did an amazing job. Sorry, this was pointing to my... Okay.
It's still picked up.
Yeah. So Fox Motor Rent, Todd, thank you so much. For all the food, it was delicious. But yeah, we got movie night. We watch On Any Sunday. I don't know if you watched that. If you guys did not watch On Any Sunday yet, you need to.
Okay.
I had not watched it before last weekend, and I felt it was lacking of my dirt biking culture.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, it does sound familiar, but...
It's a very old school film.
Okay.
And there's like a part of it that's been viral recently on Instagram, like when they say, there's nothing like riding with your friends that only the ones that were there could experience, or something like that. Like, a lot of people were using that quote.
Yeah.
That's from the movie.
Okay.
Very good movie. It was super chill, and then very mellow night. Everybody went to bed after the movie, and the next day we had hash browns and bacon for breakfast. It was so good. Yeah.
Okay. Yum.
Yes. So eggs, hash browns, and bacon, like just kind of all mashed together. Yoga classes.
Okay.
And after that, you could sign up for some clinics with some of the most amazing coaches I've ever met. And on the in the afternoon, you could sign up for some trail rides, guided trail rides, and we had the men sweeping for us ladies,
yes.
Which was very enjoyable to have someone picking up your bike for you
for
without
sure.
even having to ask.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
The second someone would be over, like you would barely have time to like get back up, and someone was lifting up your bike for you. So that was very cool.
Yeah.
And then on this Sunday, I went on 2 guided trail rides. Which was super fun in Whiskey Creek. The trails are flowy, but with some technical sections, so you kind of have time to get your shit back together
yeah.
before you get to the next technical thing.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It was a very good area to ride with a lot of people as well. So many prizes.
Okay.
I was like very fortunate to have the opportunity to sponsor the event with Liat and Kimpex. And just being there with my tent and like, you know,
yeah.
like, kind of showing off.
Yeah.
it
but
was
it's
very
like,
nice.
Again, part of your job and you want to do these events.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God.
Exactly.
This is, yeah.
Oh no, it's like, honestly, I can't believe my life right now in this moment. Like, so I was driving back yesterday night because I had to wait for the ferry for like 5 hours. Did not get home before 1 a.m. But the entire time I was driving and waiting for the ferry or whatnot, like by myself, I was just like, I can't believe my life. This
yeah.
week was unreal.
Yeah.
So, no, I was vibing really high after the Mud Honeys event, that's for sure. And it carried on. All the way to now, a week later.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, and we were talking about this earlier, about the price. $250 for Mud Honeys for the weekend.
Approximately, I can't, don't quote me on
no,
that,
I'm
but approximately $250.
I'm pretty sure I did research because I did like a dirt bike events and news
okay.
broadcast.
Okay, nice, nice.
For the podcast. And I'm pretty sure it was $250 or maybe $275. But
yeah,
it wasn't that
around that. Not
much.
That much. Honestly, I would have paid $500 for that weekend and I would have been stoked.
Because you get...
So, take that in note, Mud Honeys. You girls could gain more out of that.
Yeah, because you have the guided rides.
And
have
clinics.
Coaching,
yeah.
clinics. Unlimited food, it sounded like.
Yes.
And food whenever you wanted?
Not whenever
like,
we wanted. It was like, let's say they would open the food stand for 2 hours in the morning where
okay.
they would serve like all the breakfast stuff. Then
yeah.
for 2 hours approximately at lunch. Where it was more like a self, like make your own taco, make your own sandwich kind of settings
yeah.
for lunch. And one night on the Saturday, we had a taco truck,
ooh.
Burrito and taco truck coming by. So at least the Fox Motor Rent guys could take a break.
Yeah, yeah.
They were working hard.
I bet.
Like, yeah, and they did an awesome job. Everything was so good. And on the Saturday night, there was a glow stick party.
Okay.
And everybody was dancing and I was like kind of initiating those like a dance competition where like you make a move and then the next person needs to make your move and then add one and then you go like this
oh,
in a circle
yeah.
and then
yeah.
at the end it's like you got 10 moves to figure out and line up together. It was hilarious. But yeah, it was very good. And in the middle of the night while we were having the dance party, like fries and hot dogs were served and it was just perfect, you know, like when you've been dancing like crazy, you're sweaty from dancing and you just need something to eat.
Yeah.
But these guys pulled out the fryer again and
oh my
feed
God.
Us, so
I
it was
loved,
very good.
I loved seeing the Instagram photos and videos of like the neon outfits. Oh my God. Like obviously that was like
did
planned.
You see the reel?
Yes, like
from
with
the toilet?
Yes, from
the
porta potties. And you guys just
oh
opened the
God.
Door. It like oh yeah, I had a lot of fun watching.
It was hilarious. Yeah, Crystal, I, Kayla and Ashley. We were wearing those like neon outfits and then we were like, oh, we should do a reel somewhere, like some sort of choreography or whatnot. And then I spotted those porta potty that had neon like looking logos on them and I was like, we should do it. And then
totally.
And everybody was just like, yeah.
Oh my god, it was
I've never so seen cute. A bunch of girls that excited about porta potties in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, so good.
Seb's making tacos.
Oh,
and he made me breakfast this morning. He's been so good since I've been on the road. Like, he's always been good, don't take me wrong, you guys. But like, for Seb and I, from going to like full-time living together, working together, playing together, and then being separated like this, I did not know what to expect. And he's been like very good. Like every time I come home, like he's making me supper, or like the next morning he makes me breakfast. And it's nice to like get home and not have to worry about like cooking food for everyone or whatnot. So yeah. Thank you, Seb. I really appreciate Aww. That.
Yes. Oh, I love you, Seb.
But yeah, super fun dancing with the glow sticks in the bush. And they had like a nice little light set up and a live DJ, which was very good as well. And on the Sunday, they had electric KTM free rides that Spunky's brought over for the girls to try. So that was pretty cool too. I unfortunately did not get the chance to try them because I went on two guided trail rides, like back to back. But yeah, it was super fun to like have that opportunity there.
Yeah, I'm curious how those would actually ride. But that's so cool. It's cool that they had all of that set up. And the demos for that.
Yeah.
It just sounds like.
Yeah. And they also had the Penty race. The Penty race.
Okay.
Yeah. So they had the Penty race on the Saturday afternoon, which was like a relay race with like panties that you had to put on top of your riding gear and then off to the next person and whatnot.
Oh my god.
That was pretty hilarious. I did not participate into that one, but I watched it and it was really funny.
Yeah.
And on this Sunday they had a double slow race.
Okay.
So you had to be two people on the bike and the last people to make it to the line were the winners, and Kaylee and I win.
Oh no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because the prizes were Liat goggles.
Oh.
So I just gave them away to someone else. But
yeah,
it was pretty fun.
And then on the Sunday, was there riding as well? You said that.
Yes, yeah, guided rides on this on this Sunday.
Okay, so it was like literally like a legit like full weekend of
Yeah. And there was a river nearby where we could go and like kinda clean up a little bit and swim. It was very nice.
Yeah. Was there, I'm just curious, was there a lot of like toy haulers or campers? Or was it mostly like tent?
I'd say a fair mix of both.
Okay.
Yeah, there was some girls with tents, some girls with campers. I was sleeping with my hammock in the tent, in the van.
Oh, cool.
And there was also the guys from Performance Motorcycle in Victoria that showed up with a huge bus. That was like so cool. Yeah, I love these guys.
Okay, what did they like haul their dirt bikes inside?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they have space for the dirt bikes, and there's a big patio on top of the bus, so you could hang out there, and they had like a big like awning as well for shade.
Do you have a photo of this?
No.
I wonder if I can.
You could probably find it. Yeah, yeah. Steph and Scott have a YouTube channel as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Steph and Scott from Performance Motorcycle Works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll link it and then you guys can see the bus with the
paddle. Yeah, they're a very cool couple. They travel everywhere to go motorcycling, dual sports and road. Steph, I think, also used to race supermoto. And like she would race against the boys and whatnot.
What?
Back in the days.
Oh,
yeah.
Badass.
Yeah, she is. Oh, sure is.
So cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, it was a very good weekend overall. I highly recommend. But at the same time, I don't want that event to become too crowded. So
keep it on the low. I'm curious. How many? Yeah. Keep it on the low. Maybe don't listen to this part.
It was awesome, but don't tell anyone.
How many girls do you think showed up?
I can't recall, but it felt like we were at least 70 participants.
Okay.
And then with like the volunteers and whatnot, I want to say we were 80 people.
Okay.
Like probably more.
That's a like, very decent size.
Like that's how I feel, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that again. But I feel like we were like between 60 and 70 participants for sure.
What was the weather like?
Super warm and dry.
Yeah.
Super okay. warm and dry. Yeah. Yeah. So when we were doing the practicing drills and clinics in the field, it was like definitely super hot.
Okay.
But the boys brought in tents with coolers, with drinks and whatnot. So it definitely changed the dynamic a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's okay. Well, now that we talked about Mudhoney's Triple B event, so you and I went. We drove down in the transit van. It was held in Revelstoke, BC, and that was a lot of fun. I had a great time, and I felt like there was so much going on in one day.
Yeah, it felt like the one day was like a full weekend in its own.
And that's just it, because I was talking to my good friend Shannon. I was telling her like what we all did, and she's like, "Okay, wait, you did that all in one day?" Like, yeah, because Sunday we packed up and we headed out. It was raining, so it wasn't really that desirable to go ride, especially like the trails that we rode on.
Man, every time, like the first trail ride we did together, every time we would hit a feature, I was like, lucky it's dry.
Oh my God, there were some parts too that felt like that were a little bit wet. But I just have to say, like, I had no business being in Group A.
Nah, you did awesome.
But
you did
like,
awesome.
I don't know. I felt like I had no. I don't even know.
Stop it.
But like,
you had your place. You were right at the right place to push yourself.
And I would say like,
and that's what those events are for.
100%. And I think that's why I enjoyed this event so much, is because I really pushed myself. Sometimes, you know, when you go on like group rides, yeah, there was a lot of stopping, but you know, like some group rides, it might not be as challenging and it's more of a social aspect. For me, yeah, there was like a lot of, you know, stopping and talking, but for me, like I really pushed myself on a lot of those obstacles. I don't ride like that. You know, I
you're not used to that.
I'm not used to that. Like we have,
but you
like,
got
gnarly...
all the skills to do it.
I know.
It's just you're not like owning up to it.
Yeah, I guess. But like we have like gnarly terrain, we have rock slabs like that. But I guess it's just, well, one, I don't know where they all are. Maybe, and two, I don't get out to like do it all the time. Like I get to ride once. Maybe a few weeks, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, and I'm very grateful that I have my backyard, because that's my saving grace right now. But going back to the Triple B event, I just felt like that ride, being in that group, pushed me so hard, and there was a lot of fails, but I was so stoked that I was able to get up on some of those features.
I'm actually very stoked that you did hop on the A loop with us. Otherwise, it would have been disappointing.
I'm sure all the other groups were a lot of fun too, but it's, like I said, it really pushed me, and then I loved seeing everyone else doing it too.
Yeah.
I loved seeing
and I was happy that we were in the same
yes.
group.
Yeah, me too.
As cheesy
yeah.
as it may yeah. sounds, I wanted to be with my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of fun on that, but I must say, that was like, we probably didn't ride that much, but because there were so many big features, I was done. But after that ride, and so we got back for lunch,
and then we went out on the
and
second
and then we
ride.
Went out on a
and
second
then you guys ride. Got lost,
and then I got lost. But I was like so like I just didn't have it in me to like keep up with everyone. Like I wasn't an eager beaver to be like fast or anything.
Yeah.
I was just there for the cruisiness, so because it was my fault, I wasn't keeping up with the rider in front of me, so we did end up getting lost. My phone was dead at that time. I think the girl, Carolyn, she was with us, she had trail forks, and then she's like pulling out her phone, just trying to get back to the event, because she was the photographer,
yes.
and there was like the rally or something yeah. happening at that moment, so it was a little bit of a stressful time, but yeah, other than that, and then I think it was the rally, and it was like rally race,
yeah,
and it was the baton thing. You had to use a cucumber And what was it? You started like double, two people on one bike.
Two people on one bike with like this, like a start. So you needed to hole shot.
Right.
I got the hole shot. And then you would hand the baton, the cucumber, to someone else. They were not supposed to touch it with their hands, I think. That, I think I failed at that. I did not get that part, but...
I didn't either until I was rewatching footage and somebody told me not to grab the cucumber with my hands, and I got so confused.
That's why I had it like on my nose, because I thought I could like drop it to Charisma. But then, anyways, she got it, put it in her pants, and then off she was for a lap of the track.
See, okay, but can I just say, like, did it, like, that's pretty big to be on your leg.
It was like standing between my nose and my shin guard, so it was like,
oh, I see.
I had the helmet.
I thought, like, you had a mustache.
Yeah, I was wearing the baton as a mustache.
Right, okay, but with your helmet on. Okay, I got the visual. Oh my god, okay.
That was hilarious.
So there was Charisma, I don't know who did the group that I was in, but so basically after the double race, whole shot, like on one bike, two people on one bike, then there was a race on the track.
Yeah,
there
was a track one lap of the track.
One lap, and then was it a three-legged race after
that? Yeah, the three-legged race.
And then
after that, was there a...
I think you had to walk with it in between your legs.
Yes, yes. Okay. Someone had to walk back towards the tables with it between their legs without dropping it. And after that, we were doing the flip cup, so but just, someone had to tap her butt.
Yes, I was going to say, I was a ski tapper. That was my job. Confusing AF. But everyone, like, well, the ski tappers had skis. We had to tap the butts, and then somebody... not yelled at me, but somebody's like, don't use your hands. And I was like, how am I supposed to tap everyone with this large ski on their butts? I got so confused. Anyways, now that I understand, it was the cucumber. Okay, so tapped everyone's butts, and then it was flip cup.
Yeah, flip cup. I was really bad at that. Like, I'm sorry for my team. I was really bad.
What place did you guys get?
I don't know. I think like third or fourth.
Oh, that's not okay.
Not too bad, yeah. But like, I was struggling with the flip the cup. That game seemed easier when I was drinking.
Yes, I must agree to that. We got second, but anyways, that was fun. I'm really glad that I was able to participate again. It was really like, what are we doing? But it was fun at the end.
Definitely lots of laughs.
And then after that, so this is when the third ride came in, because I really wanted to check out the Enduro Park. I'm really into Enduro Park riding. And so we checked that out right after. Again, I was done. My arms are done. I couldn't even really do anything.
I was pretty tired too.
But you and Charisma, you guys got like some sick pivots. Charisma was like jumping every single obstacle in that park. It was just really cool.
Yes, it was super fun. And it was nice that we could just hang out at the same spot and watch each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of a hangout. That's more my style.
Yes. I know it is.
Yeah. And then after that, the
fireman came and washed our bikes. That was very cool.
Very cool. And then after that, tacos. Oh my gosh, I felt like that was such a great end to the night, basically.
Delicious. Those like cheese pockets, I forgot how they called them, but
I want to call them enchiladas.
No, I don't think was not enchiladas, but it was delicious.
Yeah, I know. I can still like taste it.
Yeah.
So good. And then there's awards, lots of prizes, and then dancing, but I'm pretty sure you and I went to bed at like 9.
Yeah, it was so early. So early when we went to bed, but I was pooped as well.
Yeah.
And like, the Triple B was really nice too, because I was personally sponsoring it with Poir. So Poor Rats was sponsoring the event. I gave away a graphic kit to one of the girls there that won. I don't even remember what was the award, though. Oops.
What do you mean?
She won the graphic kit because there was like something. Was it the biggest crash?
I'm
not sure. But anyways, Emily is her name, and we just finished her graphic kit design this week, and I can't wait to see it on the bike. It's gonna look so good. Congratulations again, Em. That was like very cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Ooh, I can't wait.
Yes.
I'll post a photo on here once this comes out.
Perfect.
And there was another. So you did the wraps as a prize, and wasn't there like
I also gave away a carbon
fiber
pipe guard from Enduro Engineering,
because
I had ordered it for my bike, but I ordered the wrong one,
right?
So I was just like, I'll give it away to
you're so nice.
Lucky lady that's gonna save $300.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually, in the video that I made, she's in it that won it. I think her name's Mo, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
She was the oldest rider there.
I know.
And she was killing it.
So sick.
Yes.
Oh, who was I?
Inspiring.
I was talking to Rose Letane yesterday. So we had a YouTube mastermind call, and Rose was talking about longevity and all this stuff, and we're talking about like what our goals are when we get older. And we're talking about, I mentioned Mo, and I was like, honestly, like, very inspiring. I want to be able to show up to events at that age and still like be able to ride.
Yes.
Like, I might not be sending it.
No,
you know,
but make
like,
it a life goal to like still have that in you to show up and like, you know, be part of it.
Yeah.
Yes, just that, like, to know that like that motivation can still persist over time.
Over time, yeah.
Is like pretty impressive.
Life doesn't need to stop at a certain age.
No,
you know?
And like, it's when we stop that we actually start dying, is
yes.
what like I like to say.
Oh, 100%. I can agree to that to the fullest. And there was another thing too. My daughters and I, we were watching The Lorax. I don't know if you remember. But,
yes, I do.
Okay, so there's the grandma in there. So there's the son, then the mom, and then this grandma. And near the end, the grandma, they're like trying to plant the seed of the tree. And near the end, the grandma grabs a snowboard and starts like doing all these flips and stuff. And Stella, my oldest daughter, she's like, oh yeah, right. No grandma can do that. And I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to show you when you have kids, you know, like I'm going to be that grandma hopping on my dirt bike or, you know,
snowboard
what I mean?
Still.
Like, yeah. Or snowboard or whatever. Like yeah, grandmas can do shit.
Yes, they can. They rock.
So, anyways, side note.
Hilarious. But yeah, I also hope I'll have like enough motivation and physical shape. Like, I hope I'll preserve myself long enough to be able to keep attending those kind of events and, you know, show up and be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
And I was going to say too, for me, these events mean so much, you know? They're gathering women together. It's a non-competitive, non-judgment time. So, yeah, I was just saying, I believe that these events are so important and they need to happen. And you and I were just talking about this before we even started recording, how we would love to have something like this in the Sea to Sky. It's needed for sure. Just there's so much work
behind it.
Behind the scenes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. You and I, like, we put on events before and it's a lot of work. But maybe one day. But I'm just so grateful that there are events like this that are close to home and you get to make a trip out of it with your best gal pals and create some memories.
Yes, definitely. And it's nice that some girls are taking the time and energy to put into organizing those events. Like, I've tried before and I know how hard it is. You did as well, so we know. And to that extent, when there's that many people to take care of and like so many volunteers needed to help, and like it's a lot of organization and logistics, and hands down, I don't have a hat right now, but raising my hat to all the ladies that do put in the time for that, for everyone else, really, because they don't get to enjoy themselves that whole much when they organize these things. It's, so it's really out of good faith for everyone else, and I'll definitely always be grateful for all of them.
Absolutely. And that's just it. No one sees behind the scenes of that one who's running around super stressed out because something might not be working out as well. And you know, like insurance, we talk about insurance all the time. Like there's all of these things that not a lot of people understand or maybe even like put thought into it. Mm-hmm. And super grateful for all the organizers, all the volunteers. You guys definitely know how to make women riders happy.
Yes, make them feel included and worthy. Mm-hmm. Is mainly it for me, I find.
Yes.
And like from all skill levels, like at the Mud Honeys, there was a rental bike fleet for new riders that were just getting into it. And a bunch of girls showed up there. They had never ridden a dirt bike
before. Wow.
So even to like, you know, keep them women coming into the sports.
That's cool. Great. I love hearing that because that's also another thing too is, you know, how do you know you like the sport?
If
you never tried it and you don't have a place like Mud Honeys or Triple B event that like are welcoming, so welcoming that's like, you know, anyone can pick this sport up and it's a very safe, inclusive environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, I've also, before I want to talk to you about Poor Wraps.
Poor Wraps.
Yes. How's that going?
Yes. That's going mellow. I haven't done any advertising or like actual content creation for my personal business for the past 6 months.
Okay.
But I still get orders every week.
Yeah.
So that means I am sustainable.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have to push it as hard. But it's a nice side gig still. Totally. It always goes right back into oil, gas, seat time, and support. Yes. I'm supporting a lot of events, a lot of athletes, and all the money that I make with the graphic kit sale goes back into the industry.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And that's like something I really strive on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's amazing. And like you said, you were able to support Triple B and give out some prizes there and just doing all of these events.
Yeah, and the enduro circuit we have here in the Lower Mainland, I'm sponsoring most of the top athletes of each category.
Oh, you are.
Like not all of them, but like I got a vet expert, I got a men's expert, I got a women expert, women intermediate, I got a women beginner on my team. It's like I'm very happy that I can help them just promote like their other sponsors without having to pay for it.
For sure.
When I was trying to get out there with snowmobiling, that was pissing me off so much in the first place when sponsorships would require you to have their logo on your graphic kit when in the first place I had never intended to even get a graphic kit.
Right.
And it's like you're giving me that part that's worth $200 and I need to buy a $600 graphic kit to promote that part.
So
like it just never made sense to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like very supportive to anyone who's like pushing themselves and like, you know, trying to follow a whole like dirt biking racing circuit in a season. It's so much money you need to invest with very little reward.
Yes.
And I feel like these people like deserve like, you know, a little treat here and there.
Yeah, but again, you're a very generous woman, and I know a lot of people do appreciate that support.
Thank you. Thank you. Always trying my best.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will leave in the show notes Jessie's contact, so if you guys are interested in getting a custom wrap, Jessie is your girl. And
hit me up, baby.
Yeah. And I think that's about it. Oh, what can we expect from you? What can we expect from you this season?
Winter season? Oh my God, I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. In all honesty, like I mentioned previously, I lost like quite a lot of sponsorships in that area, and the budgets are not as much there as they used to be. So I will definitely not be investing as much time into content creation, tags and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'll be writing for sure.
Yeah.
I'll never stop writing.
Yeah.
And if I can, I'll die trying, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I'll be out there doing my thing and, you know, minding my own business.
Yeah.
Yeah, which awesome. Is doing awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. And I love, again, seeing like you right now. I think you're doing so great, and your job with Kimpex, like honestly, it's like you to the T. I love watching you on Instagram, on your stories, and seeing all, like I said, the cute little Airbnbs. Oh my God. And then like being able to go ride, whether it's a solo ride or a ride with people that you're meeting, like seeing their faces too on, you know, your socials has been pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely like still there, but I'm not trying as hard as I used to is all.
Yeah. But still, like, you're getting out there, you're still sending it.
Oh, and that will never stop. Like, I'm still dreaming of backflipping that dirt bike in my sled. So that might happen next winter.
Yeah, there you go.
Not sure yet, but that might happen. I've been visualizing it quite a lot.
Okay,
so I feel like it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe
in the right time and place.
We might be expecting a backflip.
Might be expecting a backcountry backflip with a somewhat natural takeoff.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't want to do it, like, I don't have a ramp set up or whatnot, so I'll use what I have.
Yeah.
And this is a shovel and some snow.
Yeah, totally. Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jesse, for coming.
Oh,
this has been so good. And like I said, 3 years since our last, like, you were my first podcast.
Oh, time flies.
Time has flown by, and yeah, I just appreciate you coming on the show again.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for still taking the time to do all of this for us ladies to get known. And you know, it's always like, I feel always special when you post things that include me and whatnot. So
thank you,
Angelisa, for that.
Yeah, well, thanks for including me on some of your adventures too, because it's been so much fun.
Always is a good adventure with the Chichouarier.
That is true. Awesome. Okay, thanks so much for watching. If you're here on YouTube or listening on the podcast, I appreciate you guys so much. And I will catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye. I'm like, I hope I don't have a double chin.
Oh no.
And you can use that for the bloopers or whatnot.
Double check.